morning. Happy Tuesday, Nick Cooper and Tony Hardy. It is the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Any declaration of what size we have today of brew, Tony?
Not yet. No, I'll get back to you after 8 a.m.
Now becoming a thing. All right, coming up this morning.
Order up!
We are going to be giving you the chance to win some Harbor Monsters tickets, Tony. Got a four-pack, family four-pack of tickets. So make sure you're listening for a chance to win and go check out a game this season. At the Deck Arena. Should be a good time.
I'm kind
time.
Of excited to go check out a game.
Yeah, it should be a good time. I'm looking forward to checking out a couple myself. Plus, in Nick's nonsense, somebody was harassed in a way that might not be so harassing to some people. Some people might be like,
a friendly harassment, you say?
I like this type of harassment. Please.
Oh, really?
Give me some more.
Okay.
Plus, we'll see what's new this week. Some movies, TV shows, and music to look forward to as we get into this week. And Song in 60s on the way in a couple minutes. Tony will be guessing this morning, and you can play along at home and see if you can beat Tony to getting the right answer of the song it is I'm thinking of.
Nice.
Mix 108 Morning Brew, good morning and happy Tuesday. Time to play Song in 60. Get to play along at home as Tony guesses on the radio what this song and musician or band it is that I'm thinking of for the song of the day today. And you get a minute to do so. Tony, are you ready?
Let's do this.
All right. Song in 60 gets going right now. Piece of clothing. Sweater. Taylor Swift album, or song, I should say.
Cardigans, Love Fool.
Oh wow. You either go really quick or take a whole minute. Nice work, Tony.
Another one-hit wonder for me to get. Right. I don't think they had another song except for this one.
Yeah, I don't know that they had Anyway, it's a fun song anyway.
Good song. I like this
song.
Yeah.
It got stuck in my head because the episode of The Office where they were singing that song was on over the weekend, and so now it's stuck in my head. So
it's funny.
There you go. Your song in 60, The Cardigans. Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix It Away Morning Brew on a Tuesday morning. What's new this week in the world of streaming TV shows, movies hitting theaters, music? Lots of stuff. Tony, you mentioned the big item. Let's get to that right away. It's Taylor Swift week.
Yes.
We're getting the Tortured Poets Department that comes out on Friday. So if you stay up, you can catch it at midnight. And are you ordering an actual hard copy of it or just looking to stream it?
Well, here's the deal. She's so notorious for releasing, like, I'll usually buy her stuff on vinyl. Okay. She has so many different releases. She's like expert at, releasing, 12 different colors and variations. So I've learned to just kind of hold off. Just
wait and see.
And just wait and see if one of the, editions, or if she does the deluxe edition later on. Just holding off a little bit. I'll stream it, though.
So unless I miss something overnight, we haven't heard anything from the album yet.
No, that's what's strange. I can't remember the last major album that was released that didn't have a single off it at all. Nothing.
Let's face it, she doesn't need the promotion.
No, she doesn't. So it makes me wonder if she's trying, if she is doing something different or.
So there's
shaking things up a little
bit. I saw there are two editions of the album already, of course. There's like an extended cut, but the regular version of it has 16 songs, which does include a couple of collaborations. Post Malone is the first song on the album, and there's a Florence and the Machine collaboration as well on the album. And who would dare compete with Taylor Swift, Tony?
Who?
Music on Friday, Pearl Jam. They're coming out with their 12th studio album, Dark Matter, that comes out on Friday as well. So those are the two big ones in the music world on Friday.
I'm pretty sure they released it before Taylor.
Probably had
that
ready to go.
You know what I'm saying? It was already set
in the works before February when we had the information.
I'm not sure that the audiences collide too much. So I think we're pretty
probably
safe
not
there.
A lot. Yeah. Streaming movies and TV shows this week. So the movie Migration, which hit theaters, over the winter, I believe. The animated duck migration movie.
This one actually looks kind of cute. I kind of want to watch this.
They must be migrating.
Migration? What a stupid idea.
Okay, you're impossible.
Because I found a safe place for us to live.
I want us to get out and see the world.
What sort of father would I be if I put my young fowl in harm's way for no reason except a chance at a Caribbean vacation?
I don't want to miss out on life because you're afraid to leave this pond.
So Danny DeVito, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, some of the names that are doing voices in the movie. That one does hit streaming on Peacock on Friday.
So I always thought this premise would make a cute movie, so I'm interested to see it myself.
I'm intrigued by it.
Peacock is what you say it's on? Okay.
Yep, so that's coming out Friday. And then a couple of other streaming shows to be aware of. So Conan O'Brien has a new show coming out on Max.
Earth, to truly appreciate the astounding grandeur, sometimes you must defile it. Behold the defiler.
I am Conan. The red.
Are my pants falling? I think my pants are falling down.
This kind of looks good. I kind of want to watch this.
The show is a travel show, so it follows him as he travels. A couple places that are highlighted: Ireland, Thailand, Argentina, Norway. It's called Conan O'Brien Must Go, and that comes out on Thursday on Max.
Conan makes me laugh.
Yeah,
should be entertaining. I like this format of him travel. Like the bits on his show where he traveled places were always the best. So
sure.
I have high expectations for this new Conan
Looking
show.
Looking forward to it. So that's coming out starting Thursday. And then in the new in theaters realm of things, there's a lot of stuff coming up, but I picked a couple highlights that are getting some good buzz around them. So if you are a fan of horror movies, Abigail comes out on Friday. Have you seen promotion for this, Tony?
I have, and it looks really good. I want to see it.
So if you don't know the premise, after a group of would-be criminals kidnap a 12-year-old ballerina, they end up finding out that things, well, they go sideways.
Yeah, if you watch the trailer, she's a vampire.
Yeah.
So she's a vampire, and it's done by some people that have done some good movies in the past. And I've seen some early reviews of it. It's supposed to be pretty good if you're a horror fan.
Yep. Another one that is getting some buzz is the movie The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Not seen or heard about this.
Really? So Bruckheimer is one of the folks involved in it.
Yes.
So it's based on a true story. It's based on recently declassified files of the British War Department, inspired by true events. So it's an action comedy that tells the story of the first ever Special Foreign Forces organization formed during World War II by Winston Churchill. Okay. So that's one of the another one of the many movies coming out in theaters this week.
There's lots of good movies out right now. I'm still playing catch up. So
I will say this: it seemed like there was a couple years there where there was a lot of kind of meh stuff hitting theaters, a lot of sequels and whatever. We're starting to get some good stuff again, I feel like, and that's kind of refreshing.
Good stuff and some good stuff in the works.
Yeah.
So that's exciting too. Did you see they're doing an R-rated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
I did not see that.
Yes, it's in the works.
Oh, very nice.
Excited for that.
All right. Well, there's a look at what's new this week coming up in a matter of minutes. Nick's Nonsense. Somebody was getting harassed, but I don't know that everyone would call this harassment, at least on the surface. I'll explain in a few minutes here and mix it.
Mix What Are We Morning Brew on a Monday.
So on the surface, this sounds like harassment that really isn't harassment, but it gets more involved than that. So there's a 73-year-old man who was having pizzas he did not order get delivered to him.
Yeah.
So that sounds great, right? That's on the surface. That sounds like some pretty fun harassment. The issue is somebody was ordering them to the address and he was being told he needed to pay for them.
Oh, little. Okay.
So that's where the problem comes in.
Who delivers pizza and doesn't get paid ahead of time these days?
Well, you could say you want to pay cash still.
You can?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, you can.
Like with Domino's or something?
Yeah, well, that's actually the company involved in this. Is you can
really?
Order. I've done it before where I've ordered because you want to give them a cash tip. And frankly, the drivers would prefer that because they'd cash is king, man.
No, I'm sure, but really?
Yeah.
Huh, I guess I didn't realize you could pay for cash anymore.
So for sure you can.
For pizza.
Well,
for pizza anyways.
This was happening in Canada, up in Alberta, Canada.
Oh, that doesn't mean it's happening here still.
No, I Canada. recently ordered from a chain and from a local place separately over the course of a couple weeks.
And they didn't make you pay ahead of time?
No. It's cash, man.
Really?
Yeah. Cash is king. Love
well,
cash.
I get that, but also, you know, making pizzas for not getting paid, you know, delivering to the wrong address. Or
so, but it's one thing if you order and make a pizza.
Right.
You know, a normal order.
Yeah.
And then you show up
and
it's not
paid for. Well,
and
they probably have you in your system.
Exactly. You know, you got a phone number.
They know you're a customer.
The difference with this is it was, in one case, $150 a pizza that was delivered. There were three different incidents that this guy had pizza delivered to his place. And the driver's like, hey, man, you owe me. And he's like, we didn't order this pizza. And so it became a problem is what happened. They've been trying to figure out who's been doing this. They haven't really gotten very far because, of course, the person placed the order.
So they keep delivering the pizzas multiple times?
They've done it three different times to this address.
Different pizza places, I'm assuming, because
yeah, yes.
I would hope the same pizza place isn't keep delivering $150 worth of pizza and not getting paid for it.
Yep. So, it was different amounts each time. Yeah. That was just one instance where it was $150 in an order. So they're, you know, trying to now figure out, okay, what's the deal here? And obviously the people that live at this place, it's a 73-year-old man and, you know, his wife, they're like, what's going on here?
I'd be like, how about I pay you for one pizza?
Yeah, I'll take one.
Well, you got a pepperoni in there?
Yeah.
A sausage in there? What you got?
So anyway, best of luck to this person. He commented to the news saying, every time I see a pizza, it gives me nightmares now because he's on a few different occasions had this pop up and it's becoming a frustration for them.
Huh.
So, interesting prank. Don't get any ideas, kids.
Pay for cash. I'm still back on that. I didn't learn realize that was still a thing. I thought that was...
Try it sometime.
Long gone.
Try it sometime.
Make sure because I never have cash on me. So that's why.
That's fair.
And so that's probably why that...
Now you know.
I don't ever do that, but yeah.
That's fair.
Huh. Interesting.
Learned something new today. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's the Mix of Ray Morning Brew.
T.I.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
7:02 on a Tuesday morning, currently 41 degrees, going to be windy the next couple of days. There's actually a wind advisory that goes into effect later today and into this evening. You're going to see wind gusts near the lake, especially between Ashland to Duluth up to Two Harbors. 40 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts through the course of the day today. So it's going to be kind of windy. A high today, upper 40s. Rain comes into the picture later today. Tonight, tomorrow, still a... They knocked it down 90% chance of rain for Wednesday, Tony.
Oh, it was 100% yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, they knocked it down just a little bit.
Just a skosh.
There's a slight chance it might not rain a little bit. But 44 for Wednesday. Thursday, some rain chances, but not all day rain. 52, and then Friday, Tony... breezy, 43 the daytime high, and a chance of snow.
Ugh.
It's not going to add up to major snow from what they're saying right now, but some snow is in the forecast. Trending overnight, Tony. There is a local school district here in the Northland that is...
I was just going to say, you should read about this because you wrote about this.
Getting into the four-day school week idea. So there are currently six school districts in Minnesota that have implemented a four-day school week.
Oh, really?
And the seventh one could be Carleton School District, who proposed the idea. They actually were looking at the idea last year, but missed the deadline from the Department of Education. So they decided, well, you know what, let's talk about this again. The window opened up in March. So the superintendent proposed to the school board. They talked about it last night. They actually had a school board meeting where they welcomed input from the community and then put a vote on it. And the school board voted to say, let's do this thing. There's still more steps in the process. They need to put it in front of the Department of Education. They need to approve it. But it could happen as soon as this coming school year.
Smart idea. It also sounds like they're addressing the child care concerns, too, because a lot of parents, of course, have child care concerns.
Yes.
So that's on a four-day school week, you know, when they're used to, you know, putting their child in daycare on a five-day school week. But the school board says that they have plans to address that and have child care available.
That is one of the things, I guess, they don't do school. When parents hear four-day school week, they go, ooh, well, I currently work a five-day work week, so what am I going to do? So, yes, they're looking at that. There's also meal options for kids that need that.
Sure.
School activities and athletics will not be impacted. The other part of the flexibility of this whole thing is, let's say there's a holiday on a Monday, they can still do class Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right.
So they can be flexible a little bit with their schedule to still do the 4-day week while respecting that fifth day, being off.
I like it just from the teacher's perspective because a lot of teachers, you know, spend a lot of their weekends probably working on school stuff.
So some of the comments on our...
Hopefully they can... You know, do some of that on that fifth day.
Some of the comments on our Facebook page talk about teacher burnout about that very subject. So if you want to see more of the reasons why the district is looking at it, how it would work, timelines, we've got it all broken down in the Mix Mobile at mixitweek.com. By the way, of the six districts that currently are doing this, one of them is already in the Northland. The Lake Superior School District, which is like Two Harbors, Silver Bay, they're already doing something like this, kind of. So
I wonder of the districts who've already done it, if they think it's good or bad. You know what I'm saying?
Like, sure.
How long is the, you know how long it's been a thing?
So a couple of years. Okay, so it's actually becoming more common of a thing. And so these test schools, if you will.
But it hasn't been around like 10 years.
No, have provided some good data. Okay. So there's something like 20 schools that have what they call a modified schedule.
Yeah.
But the specific four-day school week, there's only 6 districts that are doing it currently. So, yeah.
I like the concept.
Yeah. Lots more information on the Mix mobile app, mix108.com. Good morning and happy Tuesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Tuesday morning. So have you heard about the family that got an octopus as a pet recently?
I have not. No.
Oh,
this
really?
This is news to me.
Okay, so there's an Oklahoma family, Tony.
This is in America.
Yep. Their 9-year-old son wanted an octopus as a pet, like forever. Just wanted an octopus as a pet.
I've never heard of anybody having an aquarium with an octopus in it.
Yeah, not something that's very common for sure.
No.
So the boy's family humored him with toy versions of octopuses for a while, but
just not enough.
He just wanted the real thing.
Not enough.
So the family, the child's dad, 36-year-old dentist, decided, okay, let's look into local stores and see if I can find one. Eventually ended up getting one. Within a couple weeks, got a surprise. They ended up with a female that laid about 50 eggs. They assumed initially, oh, they're not fertilized eggs. It'll be okay. No, they were. And
oh, they had
baby octopus.
Wow.
Piles of them.
That's not good. What do you do with that?
Well, and that's exactly it.
You could sell them. They go for like $139 to $229 a pop. So,
man,
apparently you can buy an octopus. I had no idea.
So they've been researching what to do about all of this to make sure that the baby octopus are going to be okay.
Yeah.
So they had to, you know,
probably not a lot of rescue, like octopus rescues out there.
No. Especially in Oklahoma.
Right.
So they had to, you know, get a different tank. They had to get a water cycling system, and they've been spending lots of money on the whole thing. So what's interesting is normally female octopuses die after they lay their eggs.
Sure.
In the case of this one, it didn't. So that's, I mean, kind of good news, I guess, if you will.
One more octopus to take care of, to feed
and things like that. But the story has kind of gotten a conversation online going, because not everyone has gotten an octopus as a pet, but
no.
Have you ever gotten a pet where after you got it, you're like, ooh, this wasn't such a good idea.
This wasn't a great idea.
You know, whether it's too loud or it suddenly got, you know, it grew up to be bigger than you were anticipating,
yeah,
or harder to deal with, more expensive, you know, let us know. 7402MIX. I know that there are some people that, there's actually a friend of my brother's in high school that wanted a pet duck. You know, when ducks are little, they're cute. They're little fuzzy little things.
Yeah, I guess.
And the ducks grow up, and then they're just a duck.
They're just a duck that you just see all the time, and they make duck noises.
Yeah, and so they were like, what do we do with this duck? So they built a little, like, thing out in their yard for it. And
so the duck, like, lived on the... Did it fly away?
No, it lived on their land for a while, and then it did eventually, they let it wander away. They released it into the wild. Uh-huh. I don't know where they got it from, uh-huh, but probably not a good thing. You generally, with any, even if it is a wild animal by nature, you don't want to let something that you've been raising,
yeah,
into the wild.
Yeah.
Because it's probably not going to do very well.
Listen, I've had fish in my life. I've had a hamster.
Okay.
I've had a ferret.
Okay. Wow.
A dog. And a cat. Those are the pets I've lived with in my life.
So nothing too wild.
Nothing too crazy, no. I would say the ferret is probably the craziest. Most,
yeah.
But they're fun animals. I want to get another ferret, but
my middle school girlfriend had a ferret.
Yeah, ferrets are fun.
Yeah,
did you not like the ferret?
No, it was fine. It was just like, it's memorable because that's the only person I've known to personally own a ferret and actually meet the ferret. I know you, obviously, but,
yeah,
but I got to meet the ferret.
You got to meet the ferret.
Yeah. And the parents. It was great.
Her
parents and the ferret within like the same.
I was like, wow, you met the parents too? Like that's, you're really going down the ferret family tree there. Like what?
But they're a little more involved than like a cat is to some level from what I remember. I don't remember what.
Anything you got to clean a cage up is always a step up above, you know,
yeah,
a dog or a cat, I think. As far as, you know, effort
right
goes.
You get this story every year, often in the springtime, about people that want to get, like, little baby bunny rabbits or chicks or something. And then you've got a rabbit.
or a chicken. You know,
I don't know that rabbits make the best pet, but maybe I'm wrong.
Some people with certain rabbits seem to do okay, but I don't know. Yeah, as growing up, I mean, we had dogs and cats, and then farm animals, cows and pigs and chickens.
Well, those are cool pets.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have a cow as a pet.
So, and I would always be asked in school, well, did you name your cows? No.
Did you name your cows?
My dad would joke, well, that one's name's T-Bone, and that pig's name is Porkchop. And
that's a good name for a pig.
So what is a pet that you got at one time, either because you thought it was a good idea initially, maybe your kids or your significant other pushed you into it, and then you got into it, and you're like, eh, maybe that wasn't such a good idea. Let us know. Shoot us a message or a mobile app or hit us up on the phone, 7402-MIX. Looking forward to seeing some answers. Because I know there's got to be some people out there that got something that was like, oh, terrible idea. Maybe not at the octopus level.
Hopefully not anyways.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, good morning and happy Tuesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Tuesday morning. So last week during our What's New This Week segment, we talked about how there was going to be a Billy Joel concert on TV. Remember that?
Yes.
So it was on Sunday night.
I see it's going to replay maybe again.
Yeah.
What happened?
So, I don't know that it was every single CBS station across the country, but I think the CBS owned and operated ones, like the one in New York, the one in L.A., the one down in the Twin Cities, WCCO, they for sure, during the middle of Piano Man, the grand finale, the biggest song, the biggest sing-along song of Billy Joel's career.
Yeah.
He's performing it. Cuts into the news.
Oh, no. So, oh, no.
I was not watching here, so I don't know if the local CBS affiliate, which is not a CBS-owned and operated property, I don't know if they had the same problem. But, yeah, for sure, WCCO in the Twin Cities, like I said, the New York CBS station, like elsewhere on the country, this was a big issue. People all over the internet were like, what the heck? You're going to cut out in the middle of the biggest song of his career?
Was that like his last song?
Yeah, it was the grand finale, before 10 o'clock. They cut out in the middle of the song to go to the news.
That's tough.
So I don't know if it was a bad timing situation or a cue. I don't know exactly if it was a technical problem or somebody gave the wrong timing information or what the exact reason was.
Right.
But it was clearly something wrong because they cut away from the content early.
Oh, my gosh.
And so a lot of people were upset. So because of this, yeah, CBS is planning to re-air the special to make good on. You know, it was a busy weekend for CBS. Masters were going on. You know, it's a big deal. And then, of course, you know,
Grand handle the pressure, I guess.
Grand finale for the night. They wanted to get the news done and get out of there a little bit early, apparently.
I guess. So.
So if you...
So when's it going to re-air? Do we know?
So I was looking to see, and it sounds like April 19th.
Okay.
So that's going to be this...
Friday night.
This Thursday night. 8 p.m.
It'll be Friday night, right?
19th. I'm sorry. I thought I said 18th for some reason. Yeah, 19th. Friday night, 8 p.m. It's also, by the way, if you have Paramount Plus, it's already on that streaming service. You can just watch it if you want.
Oh, that's cool. Maybe I'll have to watch that. Joel's got some bangers.
Yeah. Oh, plus, you know, like he did it. It was at his, like, his musical home. It was at Madison Square Garden. Yeah, you know, right. That's kind of a, because it was celebrating his 100th performance there.
He's performed 100 times at Madison Square Garden.
That was the whole bit. So they recorded the show in March of this year. So they turned it around a couple weeks to air it.
Wow.
Yeah.
100 times at one venue?
Yeah. Then his musical home.
That's crazy.
If you don't have Paramount Plus or you just want to watch it on TV, you'll be able to do it again on Friday. Like I said, I don't know if that happened locally, but big oopsie. And
I don't even think Prince played like First Avenue that much. That's much smaller and, you know, that's a lot.
No kidding.
He must have done some, like, 2 weeks, you know, like,
do a, you know, a couple shows in a row.
Yeah, like a stay type
short,
of deal.
Yeah.
Extended stay.
Well, he's kind of had, like, an operating residency there for quite a while. I mean, there's other stuff going on there, obviously.
There's one guy that I would say sings New York music, it would be Billy Joel.
Yeah, he's kind of got that thing going on for him, so... Your opportunity to catch it again if you missed it or just want to watch it again coming up Friday night.
But half the people listening right now are, who's Billy Joel?
No, come on. Everyone knows. Like, anyone that's ever been to a wedding knows Piano Man. That's the only reason I'm talking about. Oh, come on, Tony. Okay, maybe. Piano Man. Everyone knows Piano Man.
Everybody knows Piano. That's a bold statement. I'm going to go ask this guy right now if he knows. I'm going to go outside.
Bang on the window. Hey, do you know Piano Man?
I don't doubt it.
Okay. Coming up later on this morning, we're going to get you a chance to win some money. Our 30 grand your hand giveaway continues. First code of the day coming up around 8 o'clock this morning, plus 8 o'clock hour, a chance to win some Duluth Harbor Monsters tickets as well. Stay tuned for that. Coming up here in Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix One Away Morning Brew. Tuesday morning, 7:51, 41 degrees downtown Duluth right now at the Mix Away Studios. Good morning. How's your Tuesday going so far, Tony?
No complaints yet.
Did you get your taxes done? You haven't done ahead of time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Taking care of that.
I was shocked yesterday. So a very good friend of mine who is very prompt with things.
Yeah.
They texted me. They're like, hey, got a couple questions. And not that I'm a tax expert, but they were like, I don't know what to do about this. And I thought to myself, you are the last person I would have expected to be postponing your taxes until Monday evening of tax day.
Sometimes they just sneak up on you.
Well, they don't like doing it. And so they put it off to the last minute.
Right.
So I get that. But hopefully everyone got that taken care of or got an extension file because that's always also an option. I did drive by the post office yesterday. The parking lot was full like around 3 o'clock yesterday.
It? I bet.
Yeah.
So a lot of people still send their taxes in, huh?
Well, so here's like I actually popped in briefly because I don't mail my stuff in. But what I do is the way first, and I need to figure out a way to change this. I need to talk to a tax expert. So I get a refund from the feds, but yeah. I always owe a couple hundred bucks to the state for some stupid reason.
Right.
So I rather than doing that, I'll write a check and I'll mail the check with a little voucher that you get when you do your taxes using a software.
Right.
And so I wait with that. They're not getting that money until they need it. So wow. I wait with that until...
Take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give you that money at the last minute.
They'd take their time getting that money to me if they owed it to me.
This is true.
So I popped in briefly and you know, I found a place to stick my vehicle, park it for a couple minutes, run in, and it was busy.
Don't they still have tax forms at the post office, too?
I don't know. I haven't looked around a lot.
Do that? Because I think that was a thing back when I was...
It might be.
When I was a young lad.
Oh, yes. Before you actually cared about taxes is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my thought is this. Get it done as soon as you can. So that way, because you get the paperwork. Usually, legally, I think you need to have it by the beginning of February.
I believe it has to come at the end of
last day of January,
I believe.
And that legally includes like pretty much everything.
Yeah.
To give you ample time to take care of it. So I'm all about just get it. Not like right away, but earlier on because then I know
especially
I have all the paperwork.
If you're going to get money, you might as well do it quicker. Get that money.
Exactly. Get the money. Plus the other thing is, so that Minnesota tax rebate thing that most Minnesotans got last year. I had a friend of mine that was like, oh, I lost that form.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
And again, this was somebody that would have been me. It was a couple days before taxes were due, so they had to contact somebody just to get the information off the tax numbers and stuff like that.
Right.
So,
gosh.
Yeah, just better off to not wait, because then if you forget something or need something, you can always ask for another copy.
That's right.
When you're doing it last minute.
You're up against it. Yeah.
Not great. So anyway, hopefully everyone got that done. You're all getting fantastic refunds, hopefully, as well.
Most people I've talked to are having to pay in a lot more.
So I noticed
different
that
places this year.
And
they're shocked by that.
My refund was smaller.
Yeah.
And I've heard that's kind of universally the case. Like, pretty much everyone I've talked to this year, it's smaller than what they've gotten in the past.
I don't even remember how ours turned out.
Okay. Kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But at least I'm not, you know, having to pay money. At least it on the federal.
Yeah, but more people than normal this year I've heard are, you know, making comments that they've had to pay in, whether it's not always the feds, it's, you know,
state level
the
or states. Other stuff. Yeah.
So
yeah, that's always a bummer. That's the other thing too, is if you're anticipating maybe getting a refund and you wait until the end, then you realize I gotta pay money, then you gotta come up with that money to pay it, you know, last minute.
Worst.
Yeah, not fun. Well, anyway, hopefully nobody had that issue listening. Maybe it was just other people. All right, coming up soon, we're going to see what's trending at the top. And remember, chances to win our 30 grand your hand giveaway continues with a code coming up in a couple of minutes here at Mix It Away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, 42 degrees downtown Duluth right now. Going to warm up to around 48, 49 in the Twin Ports area today. Wind advisory going into effect later today and into tonight. Fitting to get up to 40 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts at times.
Fitting?
Yeah, I don't know. Sounded good to me.
Is that an official forecasting term?
Don't hear that enough, so no, I figured I'd add that to
like
the forecast.
It. I like the injection of it.
Wednesday, mid-40s, rain, 90% chance of rain on Wednesday. That wraps up Wednesday night. Mostly sunny, breezy during the day, and 50s for Thursday. Rain showers come back into the picture Thursday evening, and then changes to maybe some snow on Friday with temps low 40s, so... I don't know, be aware of that, I guess. Might be a little snow on Friday. Not like get the shovels out snow, but like might snow a while. So heads up.
Dick.
Yep. Sorry. Big trending story from overnight. The Carleton School District is moving forward on plans to enact a 4-day school week. Now, their move last night does not finish the deal. There's more that needs to be done, but they introduced the idea earlier this month of moving to a Monday through Thursday school week, with the plan then being if there was a holiday on like a Monday to do like just for that week, mm-hmm. Tuesday through Friday, for example. So they had a couple hearings, had a survey for parents in the district, and then had another hearing last night before the school board voted on it. The vote did move to approve the plan, which now goes in front of the Minnesota Department of Education to formally approve, and could go into effect as soon as this coming school year, the 24-25 school year,
right.
This coming fall.
Okay.
So more details on our website, mobile app, on that one.
Like that?
Yeah. You were saying earlier that you think it's a good idea. You'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I think I'd be interested to see the statistics on it. You know what
sure.
I'm saying? Like, you know, other schools that have done it, if they see an increase of...
One of the goals is higher attendance outcomes, among other things, you know, avoided teacher right, burnout, giving kids more opportunities to do other stuff. It's a lot of things.
Right. I see the attendance in the district is down, so they're trying to attract more people to come to the schools,
right.
too. So,
right.
It could be a thing. I worry about the child care thing, but it sounds like they're addressing
working
that.
To address so. That, yeah.
Yep.
So more details, a whole pile of other great information on the subject on our website, mobile app. All right, 30 grand in your hand. Giveaway continues. First of 10 new codes for the day today. This one is 621. 621 is the code. Again, 621. Head to the Mix mobile app or mixitaway.com and enter it for a chance to win. Good luck.
Arr, matey. It's time to dig in me chest and check out Tony's TikTok treasures. What will we find in there today?
Today's treasure comes from Jake W. Cornell from TikTok, and Jake has a warning for somebody he just walked by on the street in New York City.
Good morning. This is an emergency message to the man I just walked past on Gates Avenue. You were holding a coffee, a bottled coffee that you clearly got from a bodega or a corner market, and you were drinking it, and it was a chameleon cold brew. Concentrate. I don't think you know it's concentrate. It was the large format. Concentrate. I feel like you saw that and you were like, oh my God, wait, that's like such a big cold brew. I want that coffee this morning. You're drinking like 32 coffees.
Now, is this a thing that like they have?
Yes,
like,
yes, it
concentrates?
Is. Yes.
So the concentrate is meant to make your own cold brew at home, then I assume?
So you add water and ice.
Okay.
It's flavored, it's ready to go, but yeah, it's...
It's super
not
strong.
Not meant to be drank as it comes out of
just
the bottle.
Straight out, yeah.
And you're a walking human time bomb. You're going to ruin the pants you were wearing. And they were, like, nice. They were, like, bonobo slacks. Not really my vibe or taste. But those are, like, running you, like, what, like, $68? Let's not. You need. I almost said something to you. Not every bodega does a good job of separating the concentrate bottles from the individual serving bottles. And you have fallen victim to that. But you are going to Kool-Aid man through a wall later if you don't stop drinking that. You can't. Be doing that, you're probably thinking, wow, this is really strong. This is a little bitter. Yeah, it's supposed to be cut with water. That's like 32 coffees. I need you to part of me wants to turn around and go help him. If you were walking on Gates Ave drinking a coffee in a white sweater and blue pants, that was concentrate. You were drinking concentrate. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so that first off, that's hilarious. But secondly, if you're that concerned to make a video, why not run around? Like, why not stop the guy too?
Yeah, no, he does make the cut. Like, I should turn around and help him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably should at that point. Oh my gosh, I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, there's a lot of major brands that make the concentrate stuff that you could buy in grocery stores or on the Northland even that. You know, I have a bottle at home, actually.
Is it clearly marked? And they
oh,
do
it
they
says concentrate. And it's massive. It's like a jug of, right. like...
But can you see somebody doing this? Like, mistakenly grab the concentrate and drink it straight up, thinking it's a...
It's pretty big compared right. to, like, a normal... So, a normal coffee beverage is smaller.
Yeah.
But the concentrate ones, at least the ones that I've seen, it's like buying a bottle of, like... Not an individual size bottle of juice, but a bottle of juice. You know, it's bigger it's in huge. Size and yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, well, but like you said, it probably thought, oh, great, this is the biggest iced coffee I've ever seen. Let's grab this.
Right.
Little does that person know he's going to have all of the energy and a heart attack at the same time.
Somebody, Amanda, commented on the video, as someone who recently accidentally drank a large cup of cold brew concentrate, this man is probably busy seeing sound and hearing colors right now.
Yep. My goodness. Yeah, good luck to that person. That's a... And I love the... First off, the description that guy gave, the guy's day that he's going to have electric.
The Kool-Aid the man Kool-Aid through man the wall.
Yes.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, man.
That toilet.
My goodness. Yeah, good luck. And the pants and the guessing of the dollar amount, like that... That might be one of the all-timers, Tony, from TikTok Treasures. Yeah. That was pretty good.
So. I followed this guy now, so I can keep an eye on him.
Electric.
That's funny.
All right, coming up soon, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the Duluth Harbor Monsters. Their season gets underway. Officially, the regular season in June. We'll get you a chance to win some tickets coming up later on this morning here in Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix What Away Morning Brew on a Tuesday morning. Gonna play a little game I've devised called Hurry Up Offense. It literally has nothing to do with football, but joining us to play is Andrea. Like good morning, today. Andrea.
Good morning.
All right, so we got a game that we're gonna play here, giving you a chance to win some Duluth Harbor Monsters tickets. Their inaugural season gets going this summer. We'd love to send you with a family 4-pack of tickets. Go check out the game. And so we're going to play this game. I'm going to give you and Tony each 10 seconds separately to try to name as many things you can as words, objects, things, people, whatever, that start with a letter.
Okay.
And so what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to let Andrea go first.
Okay.
And so you get 10 seconds to name as many things, people, whatever, that you can that start with the letter L. Okay?
All right. Good luck, Andrea.
All right, Andrea, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Your timer starts right now.
Love, little, lots, like, linger, long, literally, lasting, lips,
that's
legs,
it. 9 seconds. Laundry. You get 9 of them in there. 9. That's very impressive. Very nice. All right. So you had plenty more in the holster as the time wrapped up. She were on
rolling.
It.
She was rolling.
All right, Tony.
Good job, Andrea.
So you got 9 is what Andrea got. So let's see what you can do, Tony.
Okay.
All right. And of course,
what's my letter?
You're going to get the letter P, Tony. All right, Tony. And your timer starts right now.
Pig.
Okay.
Seriously, what?
And that's time. Andrew, you handily beat
Tony.
The words
I was thinking were naughty. And I couldn't say them.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't go down that road, Tony. Thank you. I did not intentionally do that.
Yeah, you did. I had three words in my head, and I couldn't say any of them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Andrea,
you still want to beat me in that case. So.
Okay. Andrea, I want to congratulate you. You're going to go check out a Duluth Harbor Monsters game this season. Hold on just a second, okay?
You got it.
That's amazing, embarrassing. That's embarrassing. I couldn't even think of... All I could think of was pig.
At least you checked yourself. You're like, what radio show, right? On the air, people listening. Oh, that's super funny. So, yes, the Duluth Harbor Monsters, their inaugural season. Preseason game, May 25th. Regular season gets underway in June.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what?
Out of another one.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Tickets are on sale, but of course, we have a chance to win again tomorrow. So make sure you listen in for another opportunity to win some Duluth Harbor Monsters tickets right here on Mix It Away. Good morning.
Mix 108. Good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It is Tony and Nick. So Saturday Night Live had host Ryan Gosling on over the weekend, and he's hilarious as it is generally.
Right, yeah.
I mean, when he's given something funny, he generally nails it, right? So anyways, him and Kenan Thompson and Heidi Gardner all were in part of this bit, right? So it was set up as a news interview with some scientists talking about AI, right?
Okay.
So Heidi Gardner was interviewing him, and in the background popped in some pretty famous cartoon characters.
Okay.
Professor, is there a problem?
Yeah. There's a gentleman in your audience who looks strikingly similar to Beavis from the cartoon Beavis and Butthead. It's just a little distracting.
I'm not familiar with that cartoon, but would it help if he moved seats?
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a good idea. It's the gentleman in the blue shirt and blonde pompadour.
Sir, do you mind moving?
I'm sorry? Me? You're talking about me?
So Beavis was being played by Ryan Gosling. So right. At that point, Ryan Gosling moves over. And then who's the other guy in the bit? Oh, Mikey Day. That's his name.
Sure.
Mikey Day. Then comes into the picture and plays Butthead.
And you really never watched Beavis and Butthead when you were a teenager?
No, I was pretty, so I was going to parties and hooking up. Now, Professor, if AI is left unregulated, what is your worst case scenario?
So this is where Butthead comes in, and it's one of those moments on Saturday Night Live where the whole cast can barely keep it together.
Lost it.
Amazing. Yes. Everybody essentially loses it.
Amazing.
Especially Heidi, who just can barely hold it together.
Well, it depends. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
What? I think that's a valid question.
No. Now there's a gentleman behind you that looks like Butthead.
Professor, just because our audience members aren't as informed on the issue as you doesn't make them buttheads.
Butthead from the cartoon.
So would you like him to move?
Yes, thank you. The man with the gray shirt and exposed gums.
Sir. Kindly move seats.
She's talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, me?
Yes.
I am so sorry.
Professor, we have a viewer question from X. At Danwich 980 asks, does Cornholio need TP for his bunghole?
No, see, that's just somebody trolling.
So anyways, if you see that cruising around the internet today on social media, watch it.
Worth a watch, okay.
Oh, it's hilarious. And eventually they sit together and they act like Beavis and Butthead. Anyways, it's pretty funny.
That's amazing.
And you should check out the skit. But yeah, when the cast loses it,
oh,
it's always the best.
You know it's good. You know it's good then. You know, and I will say this, and I don't know where anyone else is on this because I don't watch it consistently. But I feel like the episodes of SNL that I've watched the last year or two are better than other recent years. Because there was a
but
there
are
was
you
a
actually
time.
Watching the shows, or are you just seeing the funny clips
no,
after
no,
the
I've
show?
I've actually watched the full episode. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I just find myself watching the clips now these days. I used
sure.
to be a religious
yeah.
SNL watcher. But yeah,
over the there were a couple golden eras of SNL yeah. over the years, but we've kind of been in, I would say, a lull for a while. But I feel like it's
some good cast members right now.
It's better. And there are certainly if you get the right host to join,
right?
You know, this is a great
it
example.
Just makes it even better.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So yeah. I did not get a chance to watch this.
You
weekend.
Need to watch
I need
it.
To watch it.
It's super funny. So if you see that today, definitely give it a watch because it is funny.
Note to self.
It is funny.
All right.
Coming up soon, chance to win some money. 30 grand in your hand continues. Another code just after 9 o'clock this morning. Good morning and happy Tuesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.